Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. Glad you could join us. Always good to be with my friends here on the network. And you know, we come to you on a variety of networks, starting, well, I don't even know where to start. Red State Talk Radio, KYH Radio, Global Star, we're on all the podcast services. And then, of course, we have a TV show at thecommonsenseshow.tv. that we really encourage you to go to, because we've assembled a team of experts there to help with geopolitical issues that tie into your finances, and we're really focusing on that now. So you want to check all this out. There's a number of ways you can follow us. My frustration is America has awakened, but America is not acting. And the Bible says faith without works isn't worth very much. So we really need to get to work, folks. We truly do. And on my YouTube channel, we are leaving you suggestion after suggestion on things you can do that doesn't cost any money. Anyway, we're going to have Dr. Sherry Edwards with us in just a moment, and I'm going to explain here after we come back from the break exactly what we're going to cover and how we're going to cover it. But first, I need to let you know that time is growing short. Right now, we've got a brief respite in rising diesel prices. And you need to keep your eye on diesel. I know you have to drive to work and you may not use diesel, but listen to me. Your gas goes to the pump because of diesel. Farmers farm because of diesel. And right now we've got a brief break, and Biden's destroying the economy, destroying our military by selling our oil reserves to China. And eventually this respite we're getting is not going to last. And we're going to see when diesel gets $8 a gallon, the truckers tell me they stop rolling. And when that happens, it's Katie bar the door. You better be outside the system. You better have food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. So we're offering you two products along these lines. One is the food preparation, storable food. Most storable food companies have sold out to the government. Not all, most. We have not, and we have not raised prices. There's still a great sale that you can see when you go to preparewithdave.com. Restaurant quality, 25-year shelf life, 2,000 calories per day. It's high in caloric content, which you need for storable food because you're eating to stay alive. This is your last chance. How much do you need? Well, DHS and FEMA used to say 6 months. Expert Bob Griswold says 2 years in seeds, and I go with what Bob is saying. If you say, I can't get to 2 years, Dave, do the best you can do. And then the water filtration. Well, the grid is our glass jaw. We're already promised roving blackouts, and with Biden unsuccessful in Saudi Arabia getting enough oil to make a difference, we can expect major blackouts across this country, and then your ability to gather water from your tap is going to be imperiled, and you'll be out scavenging. This is why you need the Alexa Pro water filter. I am the only representative in the United States because that's how short they are on supplies. And I would strongly recommend that you shop this company. It's a company, and you hear me clearly on this, they have not raised prices either, even though they could because they're in scarcity mode, and they have specials. And it's the best water filter in the business. Research you can find on this at waterwithdave.com. That's waterwithdave.com. And we could be in disaster scenario here when diesel begins to rise again. And that's the one thing that people should be watching for. And then finally, if you're one of 60% of Americans that have a nest egg to protect, you need to be with Noble Gold. I'm with Noble Gold. I used to just be an advertiser. I saw how great they were, and I said, I got to have their protection, and I have their protection. So what do you get? Well, they do gold and silver, obviously, but they can transform your IRA. They can transform your 401k, because if the bank goes down, you lose it, but not if they transfer it, not if they put it under gold-backed. They are really, really good at what they do, and they will not pressure you. Best customer service I've ever seen. Go call them right now, after the show, of course. 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. And I'll mention this, too. We're going to talk about Sherry's Institute that we have here. She is an expert and the developer of a science that I loosely refer to as bioacoustic analysis, analyzing people by the frequency of their voices. And I've done tons of articles on our website in the past on various aspects of mind and emotional manipulation using frequencies, all documented, some of it from DARPA, some of it from universities. And she's taken this technology and she's matched it with character traits. And when we have enough character trait readings, we can begin to imply things like motivations, intent. Are they good? Are they evil? Are they caring? And it's something that we have been doing together now for a couple of years, thanks to Sarah Westall for bringing Sherry and I together. And I know Sherry's still doing good shows on Sarah's side as well, too. So we're going to have a bang-up show here. She's going to tell us what she's learned about a gentleman named Rusty Bowers. I'll talk about him in a second. We're going to talk about what was actually predicted by people I know, and they said that Ukraine will get into the gun-running market if we give them enough aid, and Sherry has some stuff on this. And we're going to look at Biden. What do we know about Biden and Saudi Arabia and what happened with the fist bump conference? And what does all that mean? And we're going to do readings on Joe Biden. But we're going to start with a guy named Rusty Bowers. Rusty Bowers is a bad, bad dude in my estimation. He's the Speaker of the House in Arizona. And I have to tell you, my work on the voter fraud in Arizona, and I don't brag very often. I'm known to be humble. But Liz Harris and I did the best private work in Arizona. Now, I have to add in Dinesh D'Souza with 2,000 mules and the bust they did in Yuma. But Liz and I were on top of this very early on, and we exposed the fraud of the audit. We called it the fraudit. We exposed the public officials, both parties, getting behind election fraud because they benefit from it, and we showed how it was done. Inconclusive defense on their part. They would not surrender evidence. And Rusty Bowers, Speaker of the House, a Republican who Trump helped, went to the J6 committee and told lies and said Trump threatened him to negate the election. Well, I can tell you this right now. We're going to do Rusty Bowers here in a second. But Rusty Bowers is a liar. Rusty Bowers was not told that by Trump, because Rusty Bowers didn't have the authority to overturn an election. It was the Senate, the state Senate, that requested Governor Doug Ducey go into special session in December following the election, and he denied it because he's a rhino controlled by China, and we've documented that 9 times Sunday. Rusty Bowers had nothing to do with that process, so therefore Trump would not even have had a reason to approach him. So, Sherry, give us what you got on Rusty Bowers, who's just a typical sellout to the left.
It's great to be with you, and we have exciting information for your audience. Rusty Bowers is just one of them that we've been following. Remember, we did Biden and the President of China and found out that their local print was almost identical, which means they're working for the same purpose.
Yes.
Then we brought in Liz Cheney and showed that she was almost identical, even more alike than Biden. So Liz Cheney is working for whatever the president of China likes or wants. And the same can be said for this Rusty Bowers. His vocal print is just like Biden and the president of China. And when they talk about America and elections and what's happening, and the political elites, they all have almost identical vocal profiles, which means they're all working for the same agenda.
So, Sherry, let me ask you this question, okay, because you're at a real critical point here. I know that you're talking about characteristics of personality tied to certain emotional levels and frequency levels. How do we know they're all working for the same purpose based on your science?
Because we create a grid from the frequencies of their voice. We look at each note and what it represents, and each octave and what it represents. And we have a computer program that we've been testing since the 80s and giving it away to the public till somebody tried to steal it. So now we're going to give it away to your audience so they can do their own and look at this and give them a class. Because if you have somebody who's talking and they're give an almost identical vocal print in color and octaves and notes, they're on the same path. And so in this case, Rusty Bowers stands out, because when I looked at his voice, no matter what he was talking about, and this is really, really unusual, his voice remained the same. His daughter being ill, being threatened, being asked to lie, it's all the same, almost identical vocal print, which means it's nothing more than a script. And it's the same script that Cheney's following that we reported about last time. It's the same script as Biden, because they're vocal prints. You overlay them on top of each other and they're almost identical. It's about power. It's about controlling information. It's about controlling the people. It's about taking away their rights, their privileges, their food, their petroleum, about controlling people through basic essentials. And they're all doing it.
Interesting. You know, what's different about this election over the other ones, I'm talking about the upcoming one, is that the left has really paid attention to recruiting Republicans and turning them into rhinos, which really represent Democratic interests. I've never seen so much of it. Now, 5 years ago, a lady named Marilyn Rupar and I investigated a program set up by a George Soros organization to recruit people to run for office, but to run as Republicans, but when they get in, enact liberal Democratic policies. And
yes.
And Rusty Bowers and Jack Sellers and Doug Ducey, the governor, they're the representation of this viewpoint. They are totally rhinos, totally.
Well, look at what Liz Cheney is doing. She's actively advertising for Democrats to change over to Republicans. They're not even hiding this anymore. They are, I don't even have a word. So many people are angry now, and you're right, it's time for them to do something, but they had to be angry first. And what we're going to talk about in a few minutes is going to make them really angry. But this Rusty Bowers is a piece of plastic, a piece of pollution and trash that's just going right along.
How do you define plastic, Sherry?
He's not pliable. He's nothing. There's no frequencies that come, nothing original that comes from plastic. It's just there. It's inert, and you can't get rid of it. It doesn't die. It doesn't disintegrate. His vocal prints indicate somebody who's going to have the same opinion, no matter if you ask him about going to the bathroom, kicking his dog, or his daughter dying. It's just a script.
Could you describe him? I don't know if you've ever seen him. He wears this 10-gallon hat and tries to go country, but he actually talks woke. Is he just a mouthpiece?
He's worse than a mouthpiece. He's a piece of inscribed plastic that people read and is there forever and it's never going to change.
Okay.
He likes control over his creature comforts and control over him, his environment, but he's not allowing anybody else to have that if it's outside of what he wants. He has a plan, and same as Biden's plan and the China president, same as their plan. We will control you. We own you, and we have the right to do this. So either comply or drop dead.
Interesting. You know, I'm waiting for assassinations to rear their ugly head with people that won't comply.
I think people are getting so angry that the people want to assassinate these elites, but I think you're right.
I don't mean that.
I'm talking
about Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, and Rand Paul. My fear is they're putting bullseyes on their own backs because they're not backing down from their claims of criminal corruption inside this new ruling party, Bolshevik communism, because they're trying to erase the Constitution. I fear it's about ready to go violent. But anyway, Rusty Bowers, Speaker of the House. Well, I can't say everything I know about Karen Fann, his equivalent in Arizona State Senate, but she was the head of the fraudit. And I was at a Tea Party meeting in July of 2021, and Liz Harris was there, and I had some back and forth dialogue with Liz. And she had done a really good job exposing voter fraud, the ballot issues, and so forth. But she didn't connect it to China. And I told her, I said, unless you connect this to China, Liz, you won't understand who's really behind this. It's China and George Soros. And Karen Fan fits the model. And she's so criminally corrupt. She benefits from a group called Fan Construction. Now, she's not a direct owner. Okay, but she benefits from it. And even if you have a relative and you're in government, you're not allowed to enact legislation that would benefit a friend or a relative. That's true at every level of government, federal, state level, school board, doesn't matter. And her interested company, gets all of the highway contracts for signs. And the day she announced she wasn't running for re-election, and this lady named Mona Patton and I from Prescott really put the heat on her and exposed a lot of things, and we believe we were the driving force to get her not to run for her final term in office. And the day that she resigned, the state gave her company, that company, a $362 million contract. That's how corrupt Arizona politics are. But people, it's yours too, and everyone thinks that election theft is democratic. It's no longer. If the Republicans know they're going to be protected in an election and they won't be the victim of voter theft, and maybe they'll even get a bump, then they're letting it go by on their watch.
Well, nobody's going to get punished for theft or murder or anything else, so why should they not do it?
No, you're right.
That's going to put money in their pocket.
Well, I appreciate you taking time to go Rusty Bowers. I eviscerated him on an article because he just told lies that didn't even make sense if you understand the political process that was going on with the audit. He was just brought in to give false testimony. So did you do anything on his integrity or honesty?
It's not his. It's whatever somebody says he's supposed to say to get the job done.
Okay.
I did an article on Rusty and Cheney and Biden, and they're almost identical. You're welcome to put that up on your site and show people.
Okay, be happy to.
How alike they are.
Wow.
And Biden has changed his tune recently when he went to Saudi Arabia.
Okay,
and
let's go there, Sherry.
That's very eye-opening. One, he changed from this my way or the highway kind of thing. All of his information talking about this, where he's saying, you know, shut up, we're not going to talk about a fist bump. He talks about, I did bring up this guy that got murdered, and he let this guy get away with, well, I wasn't personally involved. But he gave the orders. They proved that the prince had given the orders to have that guy dismembered and chopped up, and how Biden would let him get away with saying I wasn't personally involved, that made me mad. So I went in and looked at his vocal print. Every bit of it is in naive. There's one octave that's just totally naive. And what it comes down to is Biden being very personally intimidated by almost anybody and anything. It's all somebody else's stuff. Most of his vocalizations are in that octave of naivete and lack of assurance. The thing that these people want the most, Cheney, Biden, Bowers, it's all about physical control. Okay, people, I'll ask a question. Would you like to be treated like the people in China? You can wear these clothes and these colors and have this many kids and eat this food and live here, and you can get locked in your apartment. That's what they're going for. That's what they're trying to do to America, to separate all of us. And Dan Bongino and Tucker Carlson have both talked about this. They've picked up what we've said on Dave Hodges' show, and they're exactly saying the same thing, that we're being controlled by the elite because the elite's controlled by China, and they're just interested in this so they can control the people and make China, the way of China, the way of the world. And I think people are woke now. I think they're mad. And I think because they're angry and we're pointing these things up, they're going to do something about it. They're going to take action. think about it. Biden is there with a Saudi Arabia guy trying to get more oil for a problem that he himself created. He did create it by shutting down the pipeline, shutting down distilleries, that kind of thing. Biden doesn't even believe his own words. There's lack of notes that he doesn't really care one iota about the welfare of others. All of those frequencies are missing. He doesn't care about you folks. He cares about his own, what he's going to leave history and whatever China has promised him. These people are going to start fighting among themselves, and then you're going to see sparks fly. He's into control of the people for his agenda.
Yeah.
He's actually very, very insecure, and he compensates with huff and puff, just like Pelosi does. And to make matters worse, I went into Biden's vocal print when he was talking about the prince and I'm doing best and I've gotten rid of inflation, all that crap he keeps repeating that's so totally untrue. And we put it out a year and a half ago that he had vascular dementia.
Mm-hmm.
It's even more obvious now. He can't use iron and he can't use copper. We even trace it down to the actual iron imbalance. The iron carries the oxygen. That's what's happening to him. He has dementia, folks, and he doesn't care about you. He cares about what reputation he can leave for himself and his family and this crap about Hunter and what's going on there. Get mad, but get going in what's going on, what has to happen. Get rid of these people. Listen, go back and listen to that Dan Bongino. He lists everything. They're doing this with guns. They're doing this with our health. They're doing this with this. He names it, and we already named it on Hodges' show in the last couple of months. Think about what could have happened if people had listened and taken up the action of what they need to do. And Davis said, get to your local people, from the local people on up. And how Biden is staying in office is beyond me, with the stuff that he's done with the border. Both Tucker and Dan Bongino, both of them are saying the same thing that we are saying here. Like, not just wake up, but do something. I guess that's the end of my soapbox here.
Well, no, you're taking your information and you're appropriately applying it. And I said early on, faith without works is worthless. And people think, well, I'm aware, I'm awake now. Okay, I get it. I know how to vote. Well, unless you act prior to the election and we get some of these people recalled, the election may not matter. I mean, Sherry, let me tell you what I'm looking at. Maybe this will give you an impetus for a future show. This is the conspiracy side of my paranoia. Maybe I should be taking medication for it, but I believe the Democrats are so far behind, a number of polls show it. 90% say we're on the wrong path. That's the most damning thing I've seen. And I don't know that they can cheat enough to win an election. And I think they can cheat up to about 20-25%. So I think they're going to do one of two things. They're going to bring on a new pandemic, and there's no question with the research that's been done that the Wuhan flu was brought in to manipulate election laws so the ballots could be switched and steal the election from Trump. And that's not the only thing they did, but that was the main thing they did. And I believe we're going to see another introduction of some agent that is worse. We're going to be in total lockdown, and all voting will occur either on the internet or by ballot, and they will cheat like crazy, and there they can cheat enough to win. The other thing that they might do is start a nuclear war with Russia, and if that happens and we get nuked once or twice or several times, The grid may be down, first of all, but secondly, and by the way, food won't be moving either. That's really, really bad. Most people die from hunger after a nuclear strike. That's the theory. And I think that it's possible they may start this war to prevent an election from ever happening. And I'll tell you why I believe this. So right now, maybe I can stick a little bit of this paranoia back into reality. 2 months ago, and this was played on Tucker Carlson's show, a recorded message by Nancy Pelosi, videotape. She said, if the Republicans win in the midterm election, we will not respect the election results because the Republicans will destroy democracy. So right there, what she's saying, Sherry, is that you'll have to force us to leave office. That's Civil War talk.
And what did they do when Trump even hinted at that?
I know.
And he's telling the truth. These elections, you've got all kinds of evidence now that these elections were stolen. How Biden is in office or keeps office, he's just a bumbling person. And the whole of the United States is following this guy. Why? Who's feeding him this trash?
I know. Sherry, I chuckle. Because it's all as plain as day. These used to be conspiracy theories, but they're now conspiracy facts. You know, I don't know if you've seen the movie 2000 Mules with Dinesh D'Souza.
Yes, yes.
I mean, he said for ballot fraud, ballot stuffing, and they ping cell phones to do it. They set the standard so high there was no question of fraud. I think if you go to a second site and you're the same person and you're stuffing ballots, that's proof right there. But they made them go to 10 sites before they would even enter the database. And then, of course, they concluded that Trump won in a landslide, which before they closed down the election in the six swing states around midnight of election night, Trump was leading in every swing state by a lot. And all of a sudden, an hour later, things started to turn. That's, by the way, here in Arizona, how Kyrsten Sinema and Mark Kelly won. They were both behind when the polls closed, going into midnight, 1 o'clock, but the late ballot counting pushed them both over the top. Same thing happened.
And with this July 6th thing, they are poisoning the United States against Trump and against the truth.
Because of the J6 Commission?
Yes, absolutely. I want to give people tools so they can check on these people and see who's telling them the truth. I want to give them the software. I want to give them the class so they can come together as groups in their community and say, we need to get rid of this person, and here's how you can do it. Here's how you can get rid of Biden. Secretly, he is really down on himself. He has no self-assurance. Somebody else is feeding him and propping him up. Either you get to him and go for the jugular about what a horrible person he is, or you get rid of his people who really don't have any rights to be in a position of giving anybody information about economics. I think you said this on your show, that none of the people who are giving him information about business has ever had a business course.
Yeah, 62% of economic advisors to Biden have never, ever, ever had any economic experience. 62%. But what's the common characteristic they have? They're all tied together by their wokeness. They're gay, they're transvestite, they possess personal attributes, which personally, I don't care how you live your life, okay, but it shouldn't be a marker for appointment to government position, and it is. And these people have one thing in common, these 62%. They are outside the traditional norm of political appointees, and they are what we would describe fully as woke. So we wonder why, you know, the government's not working. Well, one, it's intentional, being brought down intentionally. But two, these people aren't capable of running a government.
I think they're so open-minded, their brain fell out.
I think they're too concerned with their own personal issues. they've spent so much energy, you know, coming and listen, the way that gays were treated in the past was reprehensible, beaten up without cause and so forth and so on. And I don't endorse the lifestyle. I want to make that very clear. But I don't endorse physical violence just because a lifestyle doesn't agree with someone. And they had to endure a lot. And they spent so much energy trying to legitimize into the mainstream their lifestyles that this hyper-aggressiveness exists. And now, if you're not standing in full support with them and wanting to march in their parades and so forth, then you're a bigot. You're bad. And for Biden, it's just like when he said, when I appoint a Supreme Court justice, it's going to be a black female. You know, that type of hiring takes place at lower level entry positions to try to equalize the racial composition of a workforce. It should not exist at the highest levels of justice in our country. And your race and your gender should have no bearing on whether or not you get in. And so what did we get as a Supreme Court justice, Sherry? We got someone who can't even tell you what a woman is, and she had three kids.
You know, and Biden also said, people who don't agree with me belong in jail. He said that in show. What kind of world is this? That's just, and he's going against the Constitution and encouraging people to go after the Supreme Court justices. How is he still in office?
All I can say is, okay, Ted Cruz said that the first person he would, if the Republicans gained control, and in January when they reconvene with a Republican majority, he said the first person that will move to impeach will be Mayorkas, the Department of Homeland Security leader. I contradicted that in a podcast I made yesterday. Now listen, Mayorkas needs to go. I totally agree with Senator Cruz, totally agree. But the number one reason, and this is the answer to your question, the number one reason why we have a two-tier justice system, and like the CDC came out today, it was discovered that they're telling schools to promote this gender fluid nonsense curriculum, boys are girls and girls are boys, and we can have 97 genders and everything that's unscientific. They're telling schools to promote this. They're not allowed to do that. They don't have any statutory authority, and the Supreme Court ruled on that 2 months ago that these agencies like the EPA and the FDA and the CDC, they can't make laws up on their own by calling them policies. Well, they're doing it. They just did it. But the guy who I'd vote for impeachment first is Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, because he will never prosecute these people. No matter how many Supreme Court rulings they violate, no matter how many congressional laws they violate, Merrick Garland will never do anything. And Sherry, I don't know if you remember this or not, but when Garland was having his Senate testimony for his confirmation hearing, he was asked, do you think that the people in Antifa should be prosecuted for their riots, their looting, their murders, and so forth? And here was his exact answer. If it happens after 5 p.m., it's merely a protest.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. I saw this live. I was watching it on C-SPAN. I almost fell out of my chair. I said, how can this man hope to get confirmed now? But he did, because we have so many rhinos like Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham and so forth that have jumped to the other side that they just, I mean, look, you had 13 Republicans vote for red flag laws, which are violations of the First, Fourth, and Fifth Amendments.
Let's do Garland's voice for next time we come together.
Got to make a note of that here. Okay.
Let's absolutely encourage people to get out and vote and get rid of these elites, whatever it takes. If it takes you changing your party to Republican so you can vote, they're changing their party so that Democrats can run as Republicans. There's no civility left. This is war. Right now it's an intellectual war. It's an information war, because that's one of the things that Pelosi has encouraged and taught people, and Schiff and Schumer and Biden, that tell them a lie, tell it to them enough, and they'll believe it because they're stupid.
Amen.
We're not stupid, but we don't have faith in what we think about people. And I'm going to turn this right around and say, if you want to be part of changing this, we will give you the software that you can test these people. You have the link for that free software and demonstration, don't you, Dave?
Well, you know, when you sent it, I was on another recording, so I've got to go verify that. I've seen it there, yes. Have I opened it up and looked at it and know how to transfer at this point in time? No, but I think it'll be an easy thing to do. So we are going to post that on the Common Sense Show in the next couple of days. And I want you guys to go there, download the software, and start using it for yourself. Your voice frequencies reveal who you are. And you're saying, why don't I know about this, Dave? Well, if you studied psychology like I have, if you went back to 1961, now this is over 60 years ago, and there was a Spanish physiologist named Jose Delgado, and he did a great experiment where he used frequency to stop a bull attack upon him when he was in a bull ring, armed with nothing but the transmitter. And he was brought to Yale, worked there for 4 years, and he reversed epilepsy. Where's that when you need it now? He could take a cat, for example, or a dog, and make it very passive or a raging animal just by changing the frequency. And people, if you don't think this is true, first of all, you can look it up and find the research. There's mounds of research on this. But just ask yourself this question. When you're driving somewhere and music comes on and it's somber, does it affect your mood? Or if it's really upbeat and happy and optimistic, does that affect your mood? What kind of music do they play during the scary part of a movie? Dark, deep, and sinister, right? So that's manipulation by frequency of the music. And there's a whole body of research going on right now in medical science that can frequency heal better than the cut it out, burn it out, and poison it out approach of the AMA. And the early returns say this is a very promising field. And so what Sherry is talking about here is you can take frequencies from people's voice, and they now have enough data to correlate it to certain behavioral traits or emotional states. Did I describe that okay, Sherry?
That's brilliant. Or whether or not they're telling the truth, whether or not it's their words or somebody else's, whether or not this is pure intellect when people are saying, oh, I'm so upset, and it all turns out yellow, and that's pure intellect. It's just a story they're telling. It's not believable. It's not real for them. And our leaders are not real. They're being led around by the nose by people like Soros and China and whoever's paying them off to manipulate and manage you so you become their chattel. You belong to them. Your children belong to them. We've got to say no. Stop it now. This is a tool you can use. People really know down deep, but they don't believe it. They don't have faith in what they perceive that they're hearing from people. Look at Biden and all his bumbling, and he can't think. And people still allow him to be the leader of the United States. It's disgusting.
I know. I look at it and I just shake my head in amazement that we are at this point, that we are. Let me look at my notes here. You had mentioned Tucker and Bongino, and you had mentioned that they parroted what we had said in an earlier show, that the Chinese were in control and they were running things for their benefit, and that meant they controlled the politicians and so forth. Do you remember them giving any examples at that time they said that?
Well, Bongino went down and how they controlled the virus, and that was all from Japan. And remember last time we were on, we had a professor that was talking to a group of master's students, and they said, we want Biden to stay in office. We're going to do everything we can to keep him in office because he is... what do you call it when somebody's under the thumb? Controllable. They said, we don't want Trump. We're going to do everything that we can do to get rid of Trump because Trump is not controllable. He will not do what we say. Therefore, we're going to keep Biden and his people in office. And that's some of the things that both Tucker and Bongino, they went down through the supply chain, what was going on with tariffs, and all. They had lots and lots of ammo, I call it, to show the people what was, how they were being manipulated, how food was being manipulated. And Soros and Gates were right in there. But, you know, the one thing that we talked about early on was that these people are going, when we quit fighting or they don't have their attention on us and beating us down, they're going to start on each other. That's our saving grace. If we could turn these people on each other, they might leave us alone.
Well, there, some of that's already happening. It was about a year ago, Leslie Stahl did a 60 Minutes interview with Nancy Pelosi. And I can't believe Leslie Stahl, who's older than death herself, I mean, she goes by graveyards, men chase her with shovels, and she's sitting there criticizing Pelosi's age. Well, Nancy, you're going to be 81. Isn't it time that the younger people are trained to take over? And this is when Ocasio-Cortez is trying to posture to become the Speaker of the House herself. Oh, that would be a nightmare. But anyway, Nancy Pelosi said it was about respect and earning your way, but CBS on 60 Minutes was pushing the agenda. It's time to go out with the old and go with the new young radicals of the squad. And that just says more radicalization is coming. And it's absolutely incredible that the American people are tolerating this. I mean, we have covered the corruption that you and I have alluded to here in the show. We've covered this in our geopolitical analysis with really good documentation, and it's just not moving people to action. People are pissed, and they think they just need to wait for the election in November, and I've already given you two reasons why that's a mistake. Today, I would recommend that everyone go and contact their two senators and their representative and say, we don't care what party you're in. If Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Mayorkas, and that clown in the DOJ, if those people are still viable at the time of the election, your political career will end. And if you had 100 million people, let's put it this way. If 90% of the country believes that country is going in the wrong direction, then it should be easy to find 80 to 100 million Americans who could make calls like this. This would set off a firestorm. I mean, but it's not happening.
That's one of the things Tucker and Bongino said, that it is the media that is pushing the lies, and we should call the media on. Quit listening to it. You mentioned that only 10% of people listen to this January 6th because they're tired of it. And the media is really pushing the lies. They're turning on Biden now, but they're pushing the lies about the border. They're pushing the lies about Fauci. He's resigning, by the way. Did you hear that?
No. Tell me about it.
It was in the news this morning that he's going to resign at the end of Biden's term. There was somebody else that was going
to resign. Oh, 2024? Well, let me tell you this. If Biden gets impeached, Fauci's going to jail. I guarantee you, if the Republicans win, Fauci's going to jail, and Rand Paul and Ted Cruz will be leading the charge.
That is awesome. Also, there was a lady that was talking about the Spanish community is turning on Biden because of how the border is being treated. So people are waking up.
I think you're talking about Myra Flores, right?
Yes.
I love Myra Flores. And I'm thinking, where did this jewel come from? First of all, she was born in Mexico. She's a naturalized citizen, came here legally at the age of 6, I believe. And she is just happens to be married to a Border Patrol agent. And she's a former Democrat. And she is like a lot of people in the Hispanic culture that I often describe. They like the three Fs. Freedom, faith, fidelity. If you look at Spanish culture, Hispanic culture, family ties are very, very strong. They're rooted in the Catholic religion, which ties into the creation of our Constitution, because the Constitution is based on Judeo-Christian concepts. The Ten Commandments, the Bill of Rights, very similar in context. And Myra Flores has said, I had enough. And she became the first Republican representative in her district for 150 years. But there's two other ladies, and I'm sorry, I don't have my notes in front of me, but there's two other ladies who are in South Texas who are also Hispanics, also Democratic Party converts, that are running for seats as Republicans. You see, people have had enough. And the left has spent all this energy, and we've covered this on the show, you and I. They seek to divide and conquer us. Oh, whites hate blacks. Everything you think a white person, you are racist, and we're going to teach your kids racism by critical race theory and so forth and so on. And oh, by the way, Hispanics, the Asians hate you. And they always start these internal squabbles based along racial lines, because here's what they're afraid of. They don't want you, Sherry, locking arms with a person next to you on your left who happens to be black, and locking arms with someone on the right who happens to be Hispanic, and they're locked arms with someone who's Asian, who's locked arms with someone who's Native American. These people, this ruling party, this Bolshevik-type party trying to introduce Marxism to America, these people are afraid of us uniting. And Myra Flores represents... Oh, you should do her. Put her down. I want you to do Myra Flores next time we talk.
Okay, got it.
Myra Flores, because people like Myra are saying, we've had enough. Government should represent the needs of the people, and you're not meeting the needs of the people, and now you've taken the Hispanic vote for granted. And she said that too. She said, these people don't represent Hispanics. They only represent themselves. And I'm thinking, bingo. Did you see too? I don't know if you saw this. Myra Flores was being sworn in.
Because this
was this. Did you see Nancy Pelosi elbow her 12-year-old daughter twice?
Yes, and the media didn't cover it very well. And they also mentioned not the drugs coming in from South America and how that's not being attended to in any community. And there was another one that they talked about, I think on the same show where she was interviewed, that they had like hundreds of thousands of doses of fentanyl. And was it California or Arizona?
Yeah, there was enough fentanyl in Orange County with this bust of two illegal aliens to have killed 12 million people.
And they let them go.
Yeah, without any bail. Exactly. They totally let them go. Totally let them go. See, that shows the contempt that the ruling party has for the people. They don't care about safety. They don't care about welfare. They care about one thing, their power. They just want to maintain power.
Their power in their pocket.
I know. Sherry, sometimes I just wish I could open up the heads of America, get a pitcher of water with all the knowledge that we know about from our work, and just pour it into their brain so they can see how bad things really are. People are seeing stuff is wrong, and nothing like the gas prices in your face to tell you that. But I think at the end of the day, Sherry, it's I don't know how to put it. Like I said, faith without actions means nothing. And our people need to get to work. Hey, for people who are listening for the first time, let me ask you this question. How did bioacoustics get started? How did you get involved in this?
That's a whole nother show. I have unusual hearing, and I was hearing things from people's ears, and I knew things about them. We thought it was all psychic, but we've proven there really is a sound coming out of your ear, and it tells us if you're ill and what's going on with your system. It's like if somebody has allergies, we taught the computer to see what those allergies are by way of frequencies, and then we give people back the antidotes and they don't have allergies. Is that short enough distance?
No, that's good. That's good. And so you began to notice frequency differences and you decided to study it.
Well, people knew this. Like, you know when people are angry or upset or loving. So we just took all of the nuance out of the voice, put it into a computer, and over 30 years of collecting voices and information, we were able to say, well, this frequency means this. I'll give you one example. Somebody who cannot open a jar, it's the thumb muscle that gets weak, and it's the same frequency as zinc. So if we give you zinc by tablet, or give you something to eat with zinc in it, or give you zinc by frequency, all of those things make your ability to open a jar easier. So all that trial and error, I didn't have any medical background. It was all trial and error based on people volunteering and giving us their vocal print. And now we're feeding it back to the public and say, this is what this means. This is how you can use it to be optimally healthy without having to depend on doctors that have been bought out and hospitals that enjoy a big payment if they can prove you have COVID.
That's true. That's true. Payment for diagnosis, payment for death. I'm just trying to think how to phrase this question here. How did you assign frequencies to certain emotions? Did you follow like Jose Delgado's model, or did you develop your own? How did that work?
I read some of his stuff in the early Omni magazines. That'll tell you how old I am. But we did it by trial and error. My undergraduate degree is in interpersonal communication, and we just did a lot of trial and error. How do you describe yourself? And looking at their voice and putting it all together. I don't know how much time we have, but we have a mountain of information on our site, soundhealthoptions.com. Videos, I'm in 32 different videos from around the world, and countless books were mentioned in that we were able to break that code, and people knew it all along. Like I said, in some of your broadcasts, you can tell when people are lying or when they're angry. There's something called jitter in your voice, and if somebody ever points it out to you, you'll know it. When that jitter leaves the voice, they're lying to you. And the most times I have noticed it, it's on these gold commercials on TV. I can't remember the name of the gold people. It's a famous actor. And when he starts talking about how he didn't benefit in any way from this gold, the jitter goes out of his voice, and he's lying to you. But a lot of people who do commercials, they can get past that because they don't have anything involved in the answer to it. This has been going on for 30-some years. There's books written about it. There's articles, documentaries. It's more than we can get through in a few minutes that we have left here.
No, but I think it's important we put this out there because we're about 25% of our audience is new. And so that's sometimes why, Sherry, we have to backtrack to the beginning briefly to bring people up to date, because they come here and we start talking about the technology and they go, well, what is this? How do we know this works? And we have walked through those steps with painstaking detail in the beginning. And I have to tell you, preceding me, Sherry has gone on Sarah Westall's really good program many, many times. And so the work I'm talking about here and how it applies predates the Common Sense Show. It's over on Sarah Westall's broadcast, and really good stuff. I encourage you to visit Sarah and look up Sherry and listen to some of those shows. And I told, in fact, actually it was Sarah that introduced us. I told Sarah, I said, I need to have her on. I mean, this is Jose Delgado of the modern era. And Sherry accommodated, and our sincerity accommodated, and here we are. But this is something, folks, that we can use to evaluate candidates. But I want you to do Blake Masters, and I got to throw in his opponent, Jim Lehman.
Okay, I have it.
Jim Lehman. Okay, so we're going to have an action-packed TV show. We may go pretty long. And folks, let me just say that too. If you're not a member of our TV show, we really have accumulated great experts over there. And some of these people are so clandestine that when they work for the government by severance agreement, they can't even tell you what they did. But you can tell very quickly that they're experts in what they're telling you. And then sometimes I have to tell you that's classified and I can't answer you. But this enables you to have a soft landing. In other words, when they collapse the system, and if you've listened to the team of experts and you take the right steps, you're going to be a lot better off than the people who just walk right into the trap. And that's ultimately what's coming here. And I don't know how much longer we have. I think time is short. Sherry, give out your contact information, would you please?
Sound Health Options is our public website, and that's where you can go to the classes. We offer free classes to the public. And soundhealthportal.com is our workstation for the public, where you can go and get your voice print done, and they'll send you a report.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And I have to tell you, people, you need to take advantage of this. We need to be able to know when people are telling us the truth. And we're going to continue to do more on elections, God willing that they continue. But we're going to do that here with Sherry, and we'll have her back on frequently. But she appears most often on our TV show. So sign up today, thecommonsenseshow.tv. Sherry, thanks so much for joining us. Very enlightening stuff.
It was great to be able to share.
Thank you.